Chat. I do apologize. I've had a difficult time just finding the time in my busy schedule to record these, but I've actually got a lot of them lined up, and a lot of them are talking to, interviewing the startups that are involved in Microsoft Ventures. I mentioned last time that I'm working hard with Microsoft Ventures with these startups in Seattle. Microsoft is running this incubator program, kind of taking care of startups, helping them succeed, and at the same time learning about the mindset of the startups. We talked with a couple of those on Code Chat already, and now with me today is Doran from Outleads. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. We're recording, as you can see, outside in sunny Seattle. It's been beautiful here. And right behind us is kind of the South Lake Union area of Seattle on the north side of town. So,
enjoying the weather.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
Yes.
Yeah, Doran's been involved in this Startup Accelerator for how many months now?
Three months. And change. Yeah.
Yeah. And where are you from?
New York.
Okay. So what do you think of this this climate?
Infinitely better. I mean, it's like New York is here and Seattle is like way up in the sky.
It's pretty nice. Huh?
Yeah. So much easier to deal with. I mean, when I first started, New York was colder than here, and now it's already warmer than here.
Wow.
So yeah, this is.
No more snowstorms and heat waves.
I landed in the middle of a snowstorm when I came back from Seattle one day and one night, and first thing that the cab driver told me is, where'd you come back from? And I'm like, Seattle. I was like, why?
Why didn't you just stay there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we don't have extreme weather here, that's for sure. Well, the startup that Doran is working with is obviously a tech startup. That's kind of what we do in this business. Can you tell us a little bit about Outleads?
Yeah, so Outleads, the main part of Outleads is basically enabling online advertising based on offline activity.
Okay.
The classic example that I give is if you're on a car dealership website and you call the car dealership and then you come in, you do a test drive, the car dealership can advertise to you online based on the fact that you did a test drive.
Okay, so I fill out something online and then I go in real life down to the car dealership and I ask them to do a test drive, and then I get back to my computer and I log in and I'm browsing anything, the news website. And I see an ad down there for Toyota, right?
And it's specific, yes, that's exactly right. And it's specifically targeted to you because
okay.
They know that you did a test drive in their dealership.
Okay, are you allowed to tell me how you do that?
Sure, so what we're doing, so assuming that you're starting with a digital interaction, so you're starting with a website visit, an email open, you're in social media, you're in video, you're doing something on the web, and then you're transitioning to offline. Either you are calling, you're submitting a form, you're sending a text message, or you're sending a chat message. Whenever you do one of those four things, you automatically end up as a lead in one of the systems that they use to track their leads. So Outleads is there in real time, it tracks that interaction, and it creates a new record inside those systems. So whether it's a CRM system like Salesforce, whether it's a call center management system, it can be a chat management system, it can be a text message management system, we create a record, we populate that record with a cookie or an identifier that an ad network has generated for your web session.
Okay.
And then all the information that the company is entering about you in that system, about your record, we communicate back to the advertising network using that cookie or identifier.
Wow.
So it's tied to you anonymously, and the marketer can then use it to target you and kind of single you online for advertising based on what you did offline.
Wow, so it sounds like a very subtle and specific little trick that you're able to do, and you have a whole startup that's built on this idea.
Yes. It's the idea is really to make advertising a lot more relevant.
Okay.
We think that there's a lot of super rich data that companies have about people that's stored in their CRMs. They're using it to change the customer experience that you have. You know, you interact with companies, with sales reps, with customer service in so many ways, and you give them information all the time. And all of that can be used to give you a better online experience.
Okay. So, as a consumer here, one of my first questions is, does this make advertising any more or less annoying for me?
It should be less annoying.
Okay.
That's what we are looking to do. The number one complaint that everybody has about online advertising is that it's not relevant. It sucks. That's why everybody hates it. You see banners and ads that you'd never want to see because
yeah.
You told them that you're not interested, or you said to this company that you know you already bought from somewhere else. And none of that gets reflected in what you see online.
Yeah.
So we enable the advertising that you see to be much more focused and relevant to you.
Well, that's good because, you know, when I walk into Best Buy and I'm in the, I'm obviously a tech person, I'm looking for some technology, I walk in there and I would feel accosted if I got an advertisement that was asking me to consider air fresheners or something, you know, because it, like you said, it's not at all relevant. But if I land on a web page and something that's very, very interesting to me pops up, maybe I was just there yesterday doing a test drive, and all of a sudden this car pops up on the screen, not only is it interesting to me and I might consider it helpful, but it's also, it sounds like a really likely click-through, right?
Yes, so there's actually studies showing that advertising that is trying to leverage this information that companies have about their customers is 3 times more effective than advertising that tries to generate other information.
That doesn't surprise me one bit, because I mean, normally advertising is pretty much a stab in the dark, right?
Yes.
It's, yeah, maybe they use demographics, you know, age groups, things like that.
Which is why typical click-through rates are like in the low single digits. Nobody expects to click them anymore, but this actually raises them quite a bit.
Yeah, just by getting to know me. That's interesting. Okay, well, it's a good idea.
Thanks.
How's it going?
So we're being here in the Microsoft Ventures Accelerator is amazing. We came in with just a product, and one of the big struggles was how do we get out there and prove that this technology works. Being in the advertising field and even operating as like a data company, there's so many others out there. How do you prove that your technology is better than the others? So it's been, that has been like our struggle. The other issue is that this only applies to large companies. And so meaning that basically what we're doing is we're going to a company and saying, all the phone calls that you're getting, we're gonna segment them online. So like if you get 1,000 phone calls a week, you might advertise to only 200 out of those. That needs to be a company that has big volume,
okay,
right? Otherwise it doesn't, I mean, if a company gets like 100 phone calls a week, it just doesn't make sense. So getting that sort of, those sort of large tier clients to sign up with a new company that just launched a new technology, even as exciting as it is, it hasn't been easy.
Yeah.
And that has basically been where we've, where we were stuck before we came into the program.
Yeah.
Microsoft helped just totally alleviate all of that. So through introductions and exposures, and they brought us into their partners, and like it was like that endorsement that really helped us move forward.
Yeah. So let's consider our audience right now. We've got a lot of developers that are watching Code Chat. This is, we're not typing code on this episode of Code Chat, but we're talking about something that developers very well may be interested. Would your average developer, should your average developer jump in with both feet like you have here and run a startup, run a tech startup, do it on their own?
It's hard. It's very, very hard to be, being on your own. I think the biggest part that's hard about it is mentally, like it's just, there's a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And having somebody else there helps.
Okay.
So I don't know if I would recommend it for anybody or everybody. I don't know. It's I've done it on my own. I'm a solo founder, but
yeah.
I don't know if I would recommend others to
now
do it.
Now you're not just a solo founder, but you're also a female solo founder. How has that contributed to the experience?
It's definitely changed it a lot. I mean, I think my whole experience was very different than what is typical. There's still, I hate to say it, but there's still a lot of gender bias, and one of my struggles has kind of been to like get around that. One of the ways that I've kind of gone about it is just to find the people that are willing to not look at the gender bias. So,
yeah.
Like, and this goes to, like, all the females that are out there. It's, like, you will encounter gender bias, but the key is to just persist and believe that you'll end up finding people that are willing to help you regardless of, and kind of believe in what you're doing, regardless of your gender.
Yeah.
What's been amazing is that at Microsoft Ventures, I actually haven't encountered any gender bias.
Good.
So that's been like an amazing community to just be in, especially over the past 3 months. I think there's also, aside from just being a female entrepreneur, being a female coder, there's like even more bias towards that.
Right.
And again, my biggest takeaway and what's been like kind of just going with me the whole time is like, even if I encounter somebody that has like that bias towards me, it's like, okay, I'm not gonna follow that person. I'll go towards the people that that are willing to help. And sometimes it sucks because there's like a mentor or a possible mentor or somebody that you meet, and it's like, I really hope that that person will help me. And you end up realizing, well, it's not going to be like that person, but there will be others.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is good.
So one of the things that I admire the most about startups is the courage that it takes to, you know, to do this, and not just to make the decision one time, like I said before, to jump in with both feet, but the daily courage that it takes. You know, like every morning when you wake up, you still have to make this thing win. You still have to make this thing go.
Yeah, all of that uncertainty is, that's why having somebody else there kind of helps.
Yeah.
Being on your own sometimes, I mean, different times.
Are you talking about like a co-founder?
Yes. When I kind of started at Leeds, it was like, am I crazy? Because, I mean, you kind of bring this new idea that nobody has ever thought about it. And, like, you really, when you don't get necessarily the initial reaction from people that you thought, you know, you would get, it's like, am I crazy? Am I not right? You know, eventually you start to think that. So it's definitely hard. There's a lot of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
What has been driving me is, so I asked myself like one question when I started out. If I wouldn't start this, if somebody else had started this, would I think that they would be successful, and would I feel like I missed out on something? And my answer to that was absolutely yes. So it was like, well, if I think that somebody else will eventually do this, why shouldn't it be me?
Yeah.
If they possibly can.
Yeah. Awesome. What a great position to be in. Are you ready to grow?
Yes, absolutely. So we're looking at as a result of the Microsoft Ventures program to deal with several large clients, and that's definitely placing hiring requirements on us. So while we're on this show, we'll take this opportunity to announce we are looking for a tech lead.
Okay.
So if anybody is interested, they can definitely just go on atleads.com and shoot me either a message from there or through Durain at atleads.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I guess maybe that wraps up. Oh, actually, no, I do have one more question, Doran. You have been involved, you say you're from New York, and you're involved with the startup scene in New York, and now here you are hanging out with a bunch of other startups in Seattle. Can you tell the crowd and myself, how do those scenes compare?
Oh my gosh, it's like two different worlds. It's almost as different as the climates, right?
Really?
So New York has this huge tech scene. I mean, I've walked into New York Tech Meetup, and I don't know, I'm probably making up the number, but it felt like there's like 15,000 members there.
Wow.
You end up feeling like a tiny particle, at least initially when you haven't networked your way in so much. The good thing about it is that there's a ton of variety, so whatever you're looking for, there's probably a meetup for it.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Seattle, it actually felt more approachable because the community
Oh, wow.
is smaller.
Okay.
And so it felt a lot easier to actually kind of network my way in, and it also was like, oh, well, I networked with like five people, and the sixth person that I networked with ended up knowing like the first or second person. So it's great because there's a community and the word kind of spreads around faster. So
yeah.
I actually like that more.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, is there anything else that you want to talk to developers about?
That's pretty much it.
That'll do it, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. Well, hey, thanks for joining us this time on Code Chat. We're going to be talking with some more startups from the Microsoft Ventures program very soon. So stay tuned. We'll see you next time.